Hi, it's Ross Jefferson. Welcome once again to Getting Up to Speed with Speed Seduction, your multi-modular course for newbies, people who are curious, and even old-time students who just want to review. This is module two on the tools of speed seduction. The first module was on the concepts and the ideas and the cognitions of speed seduction. I want to remind you that you should feel perfectly free to share this module anywhere you like. You can post it on your blog, put it on your Facebook, stumble upon, I don't care, but let's remember to keep the contact intact, the content intact, don't add anything, don't subtract anything, keep all the links intact. I'm excited to tell you at the end of this presentation, I'm going to be sharing a completely free resource so you can get a lot more language patterns word for word, you can read them. I'm going to give you some download links where you can download the actual pattern archives and see them. So let's get started. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Today I want to talk to you about language patterns. This is what makes speed seduction famous, these language constructs that capture and lead women's imagination and emotion. So let's define it. What is a pattern? People have heard of the blowjob pattern, the incredible connection pattern. You may have heard of these, the Discovery Channel pattern. There's all sorts of, over the years, memorized language patterns that both myself and my students have come up with. So what do we mean by language patterns? Well, a language pattern is any kind of construct, any combination of words and phrases that is calculated and actually does capture and lead women's imagination and emotions to generate the emotional states and responses that you want. Remember, the speed seducers were not over-focused or mostly focused or even first focused on the behaviors we want from women. Our theory is that instead we have to focus on the emotional states because it's from these emotional states that her behavior that we want is going to naturally flow. These patterns are something that women enjoy. You are not doing something wrong when you do patterns with women because this is how women think. This is what they enjoy. It's part of how they process their internal emotional world. Women love this stuff. If you don't think women respond to language differently, then ask yourself, do some research. What do you think is the most popular form, the best-selling form of fiction out there? In fact, it outsells all nonfiction and fiction combined. You probably already know it's the romance novel. Now, if you picked up a romance novel, you'd be bored out of your mind, but women love this stuff. And the patterns, and this is really important to you, for you to understand, the patterns reflect how women think anyway. They're not some stuff that was beamed down from Mars, stuff I made up on my head. It was just based on my observation of how women speak and think and process their emotions in any case. Remember this key point, I repeat, but repetition can be the mother of skill. If you act on these ideas, whatever you can get a woman to imagine for herself is going to be perceived by her as being her own thought, and therefore she will not resist it. You can sort of think of it as being like a emotional ventriloquist. You're not throwing your voice, you're sort of throwing your thoughts into her head. Whatever you have to argue a woman into will be perceived as coming from outside of herself, even if it's in her own best interest, so it will often be resisted. So let's talk about memorized language patterns. What are the elements of a really good memorized language pattern, whether it's the blowjob pattern, the Discovery Channel pattern, which we'll go through in detail here in this module, the Incredible Connection pattern. There's so many of them, I've lost count of them. Well, first of all, they reflect themes or topics that women love. Well, what do I mean by that? I mean, there are about five or six themes which, if you can get a woman talking about or you can talk to her about, preferably both, are more likely to activate the fantasy circuits in her mind, the circuits in her mind and body that are responsible for those states of lust, fascination, arousal, wanting to get it on right now. Some of those themes would include connection, how we connect with ourselves, how we connect with our desires, connections, indulgence and escape, really good one. There are actually four, five, six of them. I'm only going to give you those two or three for now. The patterns include sensory-rich language. What do I mean by sensory-rich language? Well, a good language pattern will describe how something looked. It will describe how something felt. It will describe how something sounds, how it sounded. So they're very sensory-rich. They often include sexual metaphor. Now, in a subsequent module, I'll get into sexual metaphor. but you'll understand it when I get into that module. But basically, just a very quick overview. Sexual metaphor is when you talk about things so it sounds like you're talking about something innocent, but in fact, you're talking about something sexual. They use one or more of the four doorways into a woman's mind. They light up her neurology. In other words, when a woman is visualizing the way she visualizes when she wants a guy, when she's talking to herself on the inside, the way she talks to herself when she really wants a guy, when she's feeling the flow of feelings that she feels when she really wants a guy, when she's lit up like that, then she's going to take the action she takes when she's lit up like that. And then finally, they're delivery vehicles for embedded commands and suggestions. We're going to get into embedded commands and suggestions in detail in a subsequent module. So let's talk about a little bit about what I mean by a delivery vehicle. Just think of, for now, think of embedded commands as little small pieces that do the actual heavy lifting of leading her imagination and emotions. If you think of the Trojan horse, think of language patterns as that Trojan horse, and inside of it are the little soldiers, the little embedded commands and suggestions. They're going to hop out and open up the walls. If you don't know the story of the Trojan horse, Google it. So let's look at the discovery channel pattern. What is the discovery channel pattern? So many of my students have used this pattern either to seduce women on its own or as part of overall very successful seduction. I was on a conference call today with my coaching club, and one of my students talked about how he used this on a girl, and she was all over him. She wound up saying to him, they made out, she said, "Do you live nearby? Can we see your place? I want to see what it looks like." And of course, he then closed the deal. So the discovery channel pattern deals with the following themes. It deals with themes of adventure, fascination, excitement, anticipation. And it uses the metaphor of the roller coaster and the ambiguity of attraction. We will go through the pattern word for word, and you will see it talks about attraction. Well, does attraction mean a ride in an amusement park, or does it mean the attraction between men and women? In fact, when this guy I told you about did the pattern with this girl, she said, "Wow, it sounds like great sex." It uses a lot of sensory-rich description. You'll see this in the pattern that we're talking about, the way things feel, the way they sound. It uses quotes, one of my favorite speed seduction tools, which we'll get into later. Quotes talks about a subject that you saw or that you read or that you heard about. And it uses sexual metaphor, get off, going down, take this ride, climb back on. You'll see this when we go through the pattern. So let's get to it. So here's the language. It goes like this. "Do you like roller coasters? I was watching the most interesting program the other day on the Discovery Channel. And they were talking about rides, attractions, and amusement parks. And they were asking, what makes for the ideal attraction?" Now let's stop a minute. And what's going on with the first paragraph of this pattern? I want to go through it piece by piece so you can see what's going on. Whenever you're understanding what a tool is designed to do, then you're really understanding the tool, as opposed to just memorizing and reciting. So first of all, by talking about a program we saw on TV, we're using a tool called quotes. Quotes allows us to make reference to something we saw on TV or that we read in a magazine or heard a friend say. And that makes it safer because it's not like we're saying it directly to the woman. We're just quoting something that we saw or read or heard about. And because it isn't really us saying it, we're able to step back from it. If we get a bad response, we can go, "Wow, you know, that's something that I would never myself say." Quotes allows us to test the other person's readiness, to test her responsiveness to the subject. If we see that she's confused or that she's having a negative response, again, we step back from it. We say, "Well, I would never say anything like that," or "I think that's silly or stupid." And quotes can be used as a sexual accelerator. I've done this before. My students have done it. At the right time, you say, "You know, I was at the bar the other night, and this guy looked at this girl, and he said, 'Can you imagine me eating your pussy all night long, just the way you like it?' Did he really expect her to think about that, Debbie, and really want it now?" Now, I know it sounds improbable, but I'm telling you, you can deliver that message by putting it in quotes. It's not like you're saying to her directly, "I want to eat your pussy, Debbie." Now, also in this first paragraph, we're using an ambiguity. As I said, does attraction mean the attraction between a man and a woman? or does it mean a ride at an amusement park? We're also using a self point. A self point is a subtle gesture that associates you with whatever you're talking about. A self point is subtle. It's not like you're not calling in an airstrike. You're just subtly doing this. That's how I do a self point. Here's a gold key tip. Using two or more tools at the same time is very powerful. So you'll see that we're using many things in combination. We're using ambiguity. We're using quotes. We're using sensory-rich language. We're using sexual metaphor. We're using all of these things working together in just a few sentences. So let's go on with some more of this language. He said there are three elements to a fantastic attraction. First, there's that feeling of anticipation. You know that first long vertical climb up the track. You can feel the anticipation growing. You feel your heart beat faster, the excitement building. You feel the blood rushing to your muscles. Your breathing starts to come faster and faster. You feel it building, and then you feel that rush of excitement going down. So what are we using here? We're using the doorway of body feelings. There are four doorways into a woman's mind and emotions. So let's make a little sidetrack here. First, there's strong body feelings, feelings of emotional connection. So body feelings could be a rush of warmth in her chest, a tingling in her vagina. Feelings of emotional connection are similar, but they're more like, well, I just feel so connected. If you ask a woman who's really in love, what did it feel like when you first met your boyfriend? She'll say, I just felt this click. And they'll tend to point towards their heart center. So it's doing that. It's also getting her to visualize. She's visualizing going up the track, right? It's getting her to talk to herself. And it's eliciting, there's getting her to visualize. There's getting her to talk to herself, which is one of the doorways, you know, the things she says to herself to get herself turned on. And then there's eliciting her values. We'll get to that later. But you can see that with the Discovery Channel pattern, we're getting her to visualize, and we're mostly getting strong body feelings. So we're using those two doorways, but mostly the doorway of strong body feelings. And we're doing this too. We're using embedded commands. You see the embedded commands? Feel the anticipation growing. Feel your heart beating faster. Feel that rush going down. And of course, the sexual metaphor, going down, does that mean going down as in oral sex or going down the track? And then coming faster and faster. Does that mean coming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G, or coming? Your breath is arriving faster and faster. So here's more of the dialogue. He said the next element is safety. You have to feel so safe with this ride because you know nothing bad is going to really happen. So you can feel even more safe to feel those exciting feelings growing. Finally, he said this ride has to be fascinating. There has to be so many different twists and turns. So much is unpredictable here that as soon as you get off, you want to climb right back on. You want to take this ride multiple times. Now, where's the sexual metaphor here? Get off, climb right back on, take this ride, right? Now, we also have some embedded suggestions. We have the embedded suggestion, there's so much unpredictable here. In a later module, we'll get into embedded commands and suggestions in detail, but just to point it out here, unlike a command, it's not really telling her to feel or to do or to think anything particular. Rather, it's suggesting a quality to the experience or a meaning to the experience. Now, I told this to a friend and she said, it's like the perfect attraction you want to find in a guy. That's a little last bit of languaging you can include. You can say, you know, I said this to a friend and she said, it's like the perfect attraction you want to find in a guy. That's another little quote thrown in for good measure. Now, one of the things I'll do is I'll do a little chin tap. I'll go, you know, I told this to a friend and she said, it's like the perfect attraction you want to find in a guy. Now, when I do this, when I tap my chin and I tilt my head, it's an anchor. So whenever I repeat this, it fires off the whole chain of thinking again. In the next module, we're going to cover the smaller chunk tools of speed seduction. We're going to cover things like embedded commands and suggestions, weasel phrases, which I absolutely love, trance words, transition phrases, anchoring, rapport, sexual accelerators, tonality, pacing, and leading. These are some of the smaller chunk tools that we're going to be covering. I want to recommend that you check out my speed seduction coaching program. There's all sorts of cool benefits. You get twice monthly group coaching calls. You get custom-made answer to student video modules, similar to this one, live office hours with live video-to-video consultation, 20% discount on products and seminars, and as you see, you can try the first month for $1. But here's a special freebie bonus. You can get it right now. If you look at that link down here, I don't want to bother reading it on camera, but there's the link to the Speed Seduction Starter Kit. It includes a complete archive of memorized speed seduction language patterns, plus recordings of teleseminar calls. It's great. We were selling it for somewhere around, I think, $69. You can have it free right now. There are the download links. So I recommend you get it and pass it around. So that's it for this module. It's a rather short module, but one of the things I want to recommend you do for homework is go right there to the starter kit, download everything, including the pattern archives and the seminar transcripts, and you'll learn a lot more about speed seduction language patterns in action.